A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went home. His disciples came to him with the request, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in answer, "The farmer sowing good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the citizens of the kingdom. The weeds are the followers of the evil one, and the evil enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, while the harvesters are the angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will dispatch his angels to collect from his kingdom all who draw others to apostasy and all evildoers. The angels will hurl them into the fiery furnace, where they will wail and grind their teeth. Then the saints will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Let everyone heed what he hears." The Gospel of the Lord. I find it very difficult to look in a mirror, literally. The gray hair and the older face I see is not how I feel inside. I remember black hair and a young face, and when I am away from a mirror, that is the image of myself I carry, the young image. That is not necessarily a bad thing, or even a denial. My great-grandmother always said, "You are as young as you feel." She lived those words, living independently and vigorously until she passed at the age of 92. When I carry around my youthful image, I carry around energy and enthusiasm for life. I teach elementary children, and you need both energy and enthusiasm to meet them at their level. It is a joy to be able to do so. I'm not denying my age, but accepting it as only a physical attribute. My mental and emotional stage can still carry the joy and energy of a younger person. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us of the good seed being the citizens of the kingdom and the weeds the followers of the evil one. In our world today, we could take the allegory that is most prominent and see the evil that is cropping up all around us. The war in Israel and Ukraine, the loss of life in natural disasters, the destruction of our earth by environmental changes, the killing of man by man for senseless reasons. I could go on and on till despair takes over and our hope is gone. We could look at the parable and say, only until the end of the world will evil be rooted out. Or we could take a more personal allegory on the parable, one that might keep us from being immobilized by fear and despair. In Jesus' time, there was a plant called darnel. It was a weed that looked very much like wheat. It is possible that Jesus would be referring to darnel in his parable of today. A weed that looks like wheat, sown by the evil one. What if we see that we are complex beings, and that the wheat represents the image of God that we are created in, that which makes us citizens of the kingdom, and that the evil one plants in us the seeds of despair and hopelessness? It looks like us. It is planted close to us, just like the darnel and the wheat. But we must not be afraid. God has promised he will root out all the evil at the end of the world. If we are to carry hope and joy to a world that is despairing, we must not be afraid to look in the mirror and carry away the image that is behind the external, to let our hope and faith in the Lord give us the strength to root out the evil of despair and to carry the joy of the gospel to all we meet. When I look in the mirror and see my older face, I accept it as truth, but I carry with me the energy of the younger self. We cannot deny the evil we see. We must weep with those who weep and love them. In his encyclical, Evangelii Gaudium, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis reminds us, quote, "Jesus Christ loves you. He gave his life to save you, and now he is living at your side every day to enlighten, strengthen, and free you." End of quote. If we live this gospel truth, we must look deeply into ourselves and acknowledge, what is the darnel in our lives? What has the evil one sown that keeps us from the joy of the gospel? What is keeping us hopeless and despairing? Until we can face ourselves and free ourselves from the evil one, we will never be able to spread the joy of the gospel. Jesus' parable explains that evil will always be with us, but the wheat grows anyway, and it doesn't have to be defeated by evil.